What did you look at in particular when it comes to a compensation in the government?
Well, this particular program, the FICA program, provides benefits to federal employees who are injured or ill on the job. So it provides compensation for lost wages, medical benefits, monetary awards for loss of body parts, etc. So this report that we issued last week really focused on reviewing the program's previously identified management challenges and determining the extent to which actions have been taken to address them. And these challenges involve different aspects of managing the program costs. So we analyzed 65 reports that have been issued on the FICA program by federal agency inspectors general, GAO, and others from 1994 to 2011, and determined the extent to which the recommendations that they've made in those reports have been implemented.
There are four areas of challenges that you're identifying here. I'd like to take you through each one of these and have you tell me a little bit about them. The first of them is oversight. What challenges did you find when it comes to oversight of these programs?
That was the area where, by far, it was the most frequently identified problem. About 80% of the reports we looked at identified the problem of agencies not having adequate procedures in place to really oversee the program properly. And this included a range of issues, things like not having adequate procedures to verify the continuing eligibility of the beneficiaries, to recover the payments that should have been charged to other parties, not having agency staff in some cases that have a full understanding of their own oversight role, or not providing sufficient staff resources to perform that role. As just one example, one of the IG reports estimated that its department unnecessarily paid about $41 million each year due to insufficient program oversight.
This is money that's going to current or former federal employees, right? Because this is the Federal Employees Compensation Act.
That's right. This is a program for federal civilian employees who are injured in the course of work, and it basically provides them with a benefit if they're totally disabled. They receive either 75% of their pre-injury salary or 66 2/3 of their pre-injury salary, depending on whether they have benefits or not. And their FICA benefit is also tax-free.
The benefits that are paid under this program, and you mentioned oversight as a management challenge, who is supposed to be overseeing them? Is this an agency responsibility? Is this an IG responsibility or someone else?
The program is primarily administered by the Department of Labor. They make the determinations of whether someone is qualified to receive benefits or not, make the payments, et cetera. But each federal agency has important roles as well in a range of areas in terms of helping its employees get back to work, in terms of validating the costs that labor charges to the agency, monitoring the medical status of injured employees to ensure that they can return to work. So it's a joint responsibility of the different federal departments and agencies, as well as the Department of Labor.
You mentioned that oversight was the most commonly found management challenge. This report says 52 of the 65 reports that you reviewed had some kind of oversight issue cited. Information technology showed up in about a quarter of those 65 reports. What kinds of themes, if any, did you see when it comes to IT issues?
That's another important area because IGs reported in some cases that the agencies did not have adequate information technology systems to manage new and existing claims. And this really contributed to the untimely filing of the documentation and forms that the Department of Labor needs to manage the claims in a timely manner. And in part, this is because of the costs of IT systems. Relatively few departments and agencies are able to develop and maintain their own systems for this program. But one of the points of potential progress here, just this year, the Department of Labor is deploying a new web-based claims filing system that may help with some of these issues.
Did you look at that program in particular, or do we not have a sense yet because it is so new?
It is so new. This report focused on a very high level, looking across all these 65 reports to get sort of high-level thematic issues. But this particular initiative by labor I just mentioned is just being rolled out currently.
Now, the third of these management challenges rests seemingly on the shoulders of the organization that asked you to do this in the first place, Congress. 12 of the 65 reports that you looked at had some kind of a legislative reform element included.
That's right. This program has not been significantly reformed in decades. And so some of these IG reports highlighted areas where they thought reform was really needed. For example, this program does not have any limits on the time that beneficiaries can receive benefits or the age at which they can receive benefits. There's also some thought that the need for enhanced return to work and rehabilitation programs and other sorts of aspects. So, for example, the Postal Inspector General estimated that because the program lacked such mechanisms as these and other related things, its agency would pay an additional $335 million each year. And there was one other aspect of this legislative reform that we highlighted. Some of the reports we analyzed said that there's a need to eliminate statutory restrictions on the access to critical federal data needed to better manage claims. For example, the Department of Labor currently relies largely on FICA beneficiaries, their own self-reported data on their income, whether or not they have dependents. And if they want to try to match that information to help validate it against existing other federal databases, they have to ask permission of the beneficiaries to do that. So GAO and others have really highlighted that we need to, there's a need to eliminate some of those statutory restrictions in order to provide better mechanisms to help prevent and detect fraudulent activity.
Now, you also listed a few other factors. We're almost out of time, but if you could just briefly touch on what some of those other factors are that you grouped together.
These were a range of sort of miscellaneous factors. For example, changes in the economy have, you know, the downturn and modernization of some of the federal agencies have challenged agencies to really find jobs for which they can return people to work. And sometimes, in some cases, the jobs that they used in the past to do this have been eliminated because of modernization efforts. One of the things, just to give a high-level overview of our bottom line in terms of the extent to which these recommendations have been implemented, we found that of the over 200 recommendations made in these 65 reports, the vast majority have been implemented, around 80% of them. But nonetheless, the reports issued as recently as 2012 indicate that the program continues to face management challenges in these areas, such as oversight, information technology, et cetera.